Jails aren't supposed to be a thing of beauty, but the tan limestone walls of the 1839 jailhouse in Carthage, Illinois, are quite pretty set against the backdrop of its tree-lined yard. It's also the epicenter of violence that occurred here in the summer of 1844. That story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Today, the Mormons, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is most often associated with Salt Lake City, but the founder, Joseph Smith, will always be tied to this site in Carthage, Illinois.
He came here at the request of Governor Thomas Ford to answer a complaint. He had a warrant for the charge of riot. It had to do with the destruction of the Expositor Press in Nauvoo, which was an anti-Mormon newspaper.
Mr. Reaver shares the story from the Carthage jail, where Joseph Smith was held.
He was acquitted on that charge of riot, and the judge turned around and charged him with treason against the state of Illinois. I think that had more political implications than anything else.
The limestone jail was built in 1839 and has walls that are 3 feet thick.
There were a total of 8 of them that ended up coming with Joseph and Hiram to support them in the jail. It was customary in the 1840s that you could stay in the jail. The only two that were really under arrest were Joseph and Hiram.
On June 24, 1844, a group of men came to Carthage. The founders of the church were their target.
They stormed the jail. There were 150 to 200 men in the mob. They were largely men from Gray's Militia, which was a local militia here. They stormed the jail. They came in shooting. Joseph and Hiram were killed.
Governor Ford commissioned 7 guards to protect the prisoners. In reality, they offered no defense.
It was found out they had blanks in their rifles with instructions to shoot over the heads of the mobsters as they came through the door that had been left open.
Most of Carthage's 400 residents fled town, fearing the Mormons would come to the city to retaliate. That never happened, but the jail here remains and has been restored to its 1844 appearance. Traveling the countryside in Carthage, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.